If you stand with your back to the river, you will see another preserved building that was built in 1839. Although it's known under the name of the Old Forge, it has never been one. It was first used as a storage building. In the attic, there is a wheel that was used to raise loads, as well as young horses that were sensitive to the horseshoe fittings. It became a hospital between 1900 and 1910. And at its end of this period, that it was converted into a non-commissioned officer's mess. Finally, since 2012, it houses the permanent exhibition of the Fort St. Jean Museum. On your right, you will notice a small hill that surrounds a vacant area. This is the North Redoubt. This is where there was a 45-day siege. In the end, Canada did not become the 14th American state. It is in 1775 that the fort made up two redoubts, connected by a trench that was built in order to counter an American invasion. Thanks to Major Preston and his small army, the American army was retained for 45 days at Fort St. Jean. This drastically delayed the advancements of the American lines towards Quebec City. The fort of 1775 was built in a few months while awaiting the arrival of the Americans. Due to a lack of time, they could not complete the work, thus deciding to dig within the interior to raise anti-percussion walls. With the autumn rains, the inside of the redoubt transformed into swimming pools, and the soldiers had mud up to their knees. Not an ideal situation during a long siege. During the siege of 1775, nearly 1,000 cannonballs fell on the site daily. This is why today we still find hundreds of cannonballs during excavations. We even found one filled with powder that had not yet exploded. The bomb disposal experts came to recover it and brought it to Quebec City, where it was destroyed. If you take up time to go up to one of the ramparts, you'll be able to see the British fort of 1776, along with a few cannons. I now invite you to our next rallying point at number 11.